This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, March 27th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, a look at legislation that would give driving privileges to illegal immigrants. Also have a forecast coming up from AM 580 meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's news. Illinois State Senator Mike Frerich says he's disheartened by the Senate President's opposition to tax swap legislation. Senate President Emil Jones said in a news release yesterday that he supported the governor's gross receipts tax on business and would not call any bill for a vote that would raise income or sales taxes. That would rule out proposals to fund education by raising or expanding income or sales taxes while offering property tax relief. Two such proposals are in the Senate now, one of them sponsored by Frerich's Senate Bill 750. But Frerich says he thinks lawmakers may decide they prefer tax swap legislation instead of the governor's gross receipts tax proposal.
I've been out talking to people, my fellow senators, state representatives, who have said, you know, boy, that gross receipts tax really seems to be overreaching. But I can support something like an income tax increase. I can support something like 750. That doesn't seem so unreasonable. So I guess the one good proposal, from my perspective, coming out of the GRT, is that it makes 750 look much more palatable to a lot of other legislators.
Frerich spoke last night at a forum he helped organize in Champaign for supporters of tax swap legislation. The freshman Democrat from Gifford says while Jones is blocking such legislation in the Senate, it could pass in the Illinois House and become a factor in last-minute budget talks. A House committee is scheduled a hearing on a tax swap proposal for this morning in Springfield. Some Champaign school employees were told last night they won't be rehired in the fall, but many should be told within a month that they have their jobs back when the Unit 4 school board has a better idea of funding for next year. There are expected to be less than 100 reduction in force or RIF notices issued this year. They're generally given to part-time employees, late hires, and those whose salaries depend on grant funding. Assistant Superintendent Beth Shepard says the district's finances are similar to last year, and they're simply trying to hold the line on expenses. She says the one difference this year with RIF notices are teacher aides who haven't met No Child Left Behind standards.
And we've actually been working with these employees for at least 2 years to get them to meet these standards. And the law states that they must have these standards by June 2007. And if they do not, we can't retain them. If they get the certification, we'll be happy to call them back.
Shepard says issuing the notices gives Unit 4 flexibility in staffing. She says the district looked at student need by the number enrolled and what courses are enrolling in. Shepard says Unit 4 hopes to call some of those issued RIF notices back by late April. Authorities in Danville say no arrests have been made yet in the shooting deaths of three people early Sunday. Vermilion County Coroner Peggy Johnson released the names of two of the three people shot to death but has declined to name the third. She says the 19-year-old woman's mother asked that the name not be released. Johnson identified the other two as 30-year-old Rodney Pepper and 19-year-old Madison Leverins, both lived in Danville. They were killed at a duplex next to a fire station on the city's east side. Police spokesman Larry Thomason says the killings were the first triple homicide he could recall in his 36 years with Danville Police. Deliberations will continue today in Madison County on a lawsuit filed against the maker of the painkiller Vioxx. A Southern Illinois man contends the drug is to blame for his 52-year-old wife's fatal heart attack, but the drug's maker says her other health problems contributed to her death. Administrators at Carle Foundation Hospital expect a major expansion of its Urbana campus in the next few years. The project still needs to clear several hurdles before construction can begin. About 40 rental homes, most owned by Carle, will have to be demolished, and portions of three streets in the neighborhood would have to be closed to make room for the new center. Vice President for Support Services Andrew Manzer says Carle administrators are studying the impact of a new building on traffic flow and home values in that area. He says a couple of issues prompted the facility.
Both a volume issue and also aging facilities and some of the changes and expectations that our customers have for facilities. It's anticipated that we would begin to move towards an increased mix of private beds as part of any expansion, and also just having more modern facilities to do procedures in and to care for patients.
Carle's expansion would add about 60 additional beds and a new parking deck. Manzer says construction would start in 2008 at the earliest. Hospital officials meet with Urbana City Council for an informational meeting on April 9th. The plan also needs approval from the Illinois Health Facilities Planning Board. City Council members in Urbana are wondering if getting snow off the sidewalks should be as much a priority as getting it off the streets. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Monday night was warm, but the memories of February's blizzard were fresh as Urbana City Council members discussed the problems of snow-covered sidewalks hampering pedestrians. Alderman Dennis Roberts says other cities are more attentive to the problem.
This is the first community I've ever lived in where people weren't really expected to shovel their sidewalks. And every place I've ever lived, people, you know, when it snowed, you get out and you shoveled, and it wasn't a big deal.
In fact, a report from city staff says that every Big Ten community except Urbana and Champaign requires residents to keep their sidewalks clear of snow to some degree. But some council members worried about the burden of such a requirement on the elderly. At the same time, they worried about the cost of having the city keep the sidewalks clear. Alderwoman Lynn Barnes says at least the city could educate the public about voluntarily shoveling their sidewalks as a civic duty.
In a big snowstorm, run her across the bottom of the TV. You know, don't forget, we encourage citizens of Urbana, you know, if at all possible, please clear your sidewalk. I mean, that would at least be a first step.
Urbana's Neighborhood Safety Task Force will take up the sidewalk snow removal issue at its April 17th meeting. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.UIUC.EDU/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Illinois lawmakers this week could debate giving driving privileges to those in the country illegally. Immigrant groups say it would improve road safety, as it would require those motorists to carry insurance. But others see it as a reward for breaking immigration laws. Illinois Public Radio's Sean Crawford reports.
About 2,000 people jammed the Illinois Capitol last week, nearly all of Latino background. From the youngest in strollers to the elderly, they waved American flags and raised their voices, demanding state lawmakers give attention to the fastest-growing segment of the population. Melchor Salas of Chicago is a licensed truck driver who says he took the day off to make the Springfield trip because it's time Latinos flex their political muscle.
Some people want to notice us, and we here to say, don't do it. We're here. We were here. We are here. We got to walk. We got to get up and say, I'm here.
Salas and others in the crowd say those who are unable to get driver's licenses often drive anyway, as it's their only option for getting to work. Leaders in the state's Latino community have argued for years that Illinois should provide driver's licenses for those immigrants, but they've been unable to convince others in the General Assembly. This year, Chicago Democratic Senator Martin Sandoval and others say they found the right compromise. Rather than a license, the state would issue a driver's certificate, allowing a person to lawfully operate a vehicle. They would be required to have insurance and would have to give a photo and their fingerprints for ID. Sandoval says it's an issue throughout Illinois.
Talking to downstate legislators who have farmhands working, driving tractors and driving combines and driving them on the rural roads, many of them don't have driver's licenses as required. And so, you know, our economy is based upon being able to get from one point to another. And so if that's going to happen, we need to ensure that everyone is safe.
That's led many law enforcement officials to get on board with the proposal. They see it as a way to better identify who is on the road, but for others, it's not that easy. John Milner, a Republican senator from Elmhurst, is also a former police chief. He says from what he's heard, the public is against it.
When I go back to my district and I ask the question, what do you think we should do on this? Resoundingly, the people tell me, no, do not vote for that. And I have, as a representative of the people of that district, I have to follow their wishes. For that reason, personally, I cannot vote for this bill myself because people don't understand it and it's too hard to explain it to everybody. I think there needs to be more education on this particular process.
Milner says he also sees it as unfair for those who have followed federal laws to legally enter the country. There are other potential roadblocks as well. Tennessee approved a similar law a few years ago, only to have many insurance firms refuse to provide coverage to those with driver's certificates. There were also complaints of people coming to that state from far distances to obtain the driving card. The Illinois sponsors say they believe this legislation is stronger and would prevent that from occurring. Immigrant groups have been getting more notice at the Capitol long before last week's rally. State lawmakers have been inundated with surveys, phone calls, and letters. A study showing Latinos are moving into what have been traditionally Republican districts, especially in the Chicago suburbs, was aimed at letting opponents of their legislation understand the political consequences of ignoring the issue. For Melchor Salas, the truck driver from Chicago who traveled to Springfield for the rally, he says Latinos are realizing they can affect change.
That's the big difference. Like I said, before we were asleep, maybe. Now we wake up. Say, no more.
Other items on the immigration group's agenda this spring include more money for helping immigrants become citizens and for teaching English to those who can only speak Spanish. I'm Sean Crawford.
Our much warmer than normal weather continues today. Look for a mostly cloudy sky in northern Illinois and Indiana, with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Meteorologist Ed Kieser says in the central and southern sections of the two states, it'll be partly sunny, with isolated showers and thunderstorms developing. Our highs today ranging from only 62 in far northern Illinois to around 80 in some central and southern locations. It'll be mostly cloudy across the area tonight, with widespread showers and thunderstorms moving in. The lows from 43 in the Chicago area to around 60 in the far south. And for tomorrow, it'll remain cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. The highs from 48 near Lake Michigan to 76 in far southern Illinois. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Tuesday, March 27th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.